Where in the world is...
you know, I totally forgot that Carmen Sandiego was the villain of the show.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
She's not like a good person.
No. Yeah.
Not even in the slightest.
She would steal like whole buildings or like...
Yeah, like monuments. That's like, that's terrorism.
Yeah, she's a terrorist.
That's like Chris Angel. He was a terrorist.
Chris Angel's a terrorist.
He would,
like, she hasn't like killed anyone that we know of. She just wanted to take things.
Yeah, and I just,
and then let the gumshoes find out in very educational ways where she went.
How do
but,
you?
Like, she never got arrested.
Hey, if you're new to the channel, hit the subscribe button. If you have any comments or suggestions, hit us up at worshipandtributenerd@gmail.com. This week, we nerd out on some TV shows with ex-Vanna member Sean Marquis, and we talk about his new band, In Spirit.
Worship and Tribute Nerd!
Hey, what's up, everybody? My name is Michael, a.k.a. Rickshaw, and this is Worship and Tribute Nerd, the show where metal dudes nerd out. Today, we have my co-host with me, Fuzz.
Hello.
And also, it's a special episode. We have an interview with my buddy, Sean Marquis. Am I saying Marquis right?
You are. That's correct.
Nice. Sean used to play in a band called Vanna, and now has a new band composed of the old members of Vanna called In Spirit.
That is sick.
Yes, very sick.
So sick.
I like what's going on. I like the EP, and I like the art, and I like everything that's going on with it.
It's really true.
Thank you very much. Yeah, it was just kind of a thing that came about, and we're doing it all ourselves, so we control all the art when everything gets released, how and what to record with, and we pay for it all too, so that's the downside.
Yeah, that's one of the things that's been going around a lot. You know, you cook up an idea during quarantine, and then you're like, guess we're gonna have to pay for all this shit to get put out ourselves, you know?
But it's smarter though, because you get a, like you said, you have full control over everything, so that's like, that's pretty sick. That makes things better.
Well, I mean, these days, like, you know, not to put down record labels, because we've had a couple of good ones ourselves during Vanna's career, but like, I can put it online very easily. Like, you can put it on all streaming services, or like, you know, Apple Music and
right.
Spotify, and people don't really buy CDs anymore. People do buy vinyl, so we do have a vinyl pre-order up. Again, we had to pay for it ourselves, so we're like using the pre-order to like help fund it, you know.
Right,
but, right.
Yeah.
It's coming out soon. So, like, people will have something to hold in their hands. If this was normal times, non-COVID, we'd probably be out, you know, playing a show or two. Like, the guys, we're all older. Three of us have kids and, you know, jobs and stuff, and we're around the country. Like, one of our guys is in Texas, and one's in Florida, and the other three are in Massachusetts. So, like, we would do some shows, but, like, that's not a thing.
So. Right.
Right.
Who's in Texas?
Then we'd have used that money to then pay for more stuff. Now we're just basically like using, you know, merch sales of stuff we come up with online, our streams, which we actually get all the money for, which is wild because like we didn't really see that before because we went through the label and we're like, I don't know how people make money streaming or, you know, record sales because like you have all the recoupable funds to pay back to the label before you really see any money. And
right.
The way things sell, we're never going to see it in that way.
Yeah.
I know how that goes.
Definitely.
We did get a, I got like a 38 cent royalty check once. That was pretty cool.
Oh, I still get some Iwabo checks, you know, and every 6 months I'm like, damn, $8.59.
Cashing that today.
Yeah. Good thing I needed to pay rent.
Like, oh, that's cute. Like, I'll Venmo everyone $5, or should I just send it in a Starbucks gift card for a free drink?
Yeah, we'll just re-up the Starbucks gift card. The way that works, I think, is such a joke. You work so hard, and then somehow the label still gets to F you in the B.
Right. Well, also kids, too.
Like, coin or something?
Do what?
Just get your royalties paid in Bitcoin.
Yeah. Right. There we go. I'm in on that.
I just, and also, you know, like being someone, you know, we know how that works and shit. And we see all the, you know, we see how you make money as a band. And like, I see these arguments online all the time of these kids that are just like, why would I ever spend $10 a month on Spotify? I could just go and get it free. Support your favorite band. And it's like, in the same sentence, support your favorite band, but don't pay for Spotify. Like, right. What? Like, what is
even,
going on?
Even, like, you know, Spotify and Apple Music, and like, they honestly, like, they don't give you the greatest rates, but, like, it's better than nothing. That's, like,
right.
The rebuttal to, like, well, why don't I just get it for free? But, like, well, why don't you pay, like, literally the bare minimum? Like,
yeah.
Yeah. Like back in the day, that would be like a cassette.
Right,
you know,
right.
Like, I was going to go buy, you know, the new Offspring album on cassette. You know, if I had $10, I could get that one thing. Now, instead, I could just get all music ever for a month.
I know. Like, that's what.
I don't know. Seems like.
Nope, I'm going to buy the cassette. I'm just going to buy the cassette. Just that one cassette.
Cassettes are back. I'm sure this, like, 16-year-old was like, who's this guy coming in super hot yelling at me that I should pay for Spotify? Like, because we, like, went back and forth for a while. And then I'm like, oh, wait, this is, like, a teenage, like, girl. Yeah, so.
Every episode, I swear to God.
Yeah.
Turns into us just griping about how old we are and how kids have no idea how good they have it.
Right.
It's so bad.
Cassette. What is a cassette? Explain to the crowd what a cassette is.
Well, it's like what you would get on Spotify if you looked up your favorite artist and you saw one of their like short list of songs. Except you get that in, like, a cartridge and only get that. Listen, as many times as you want. You don't have to connect to the internet, but that's all you get. You don't get other songs. Other songs don't magically come back into the mix.
Don't forget you have to flip it around to listen to side B, too.
Yeah, that's true, too. But you also said you could listen to it as much as you want. That's not true because it wears out.
True.
So, yeah.
And I definitely wore out some Primus tapes back in the day.
Oh,
like,
shit.
Primus tapes sound like crap. I'm like, oh, I think I've worn it out.
Yeah. And then,
I finally upgraded and got, like, all of my old cassette albums on CD, and I was like, oh, these sound way better. I should have done this a while ago.
Well, like, can you imagine, like, the equivalent of, like, you know, like, what would happen back in the day whenever you're, like, tape started being eaten by the f***ing tape player. It's like what?
Rewind it.
Yeah. I mean, like, if that, nowadays it's like, you know, back in the day, it's like, what's happening with my tape? And then, like, the tape's, like, starting to shoot out and, like, reel up, and you're like, what's happening? Now you're, like, clicking a button, and you're like, this isn't loading. I hate it. I hate this thing.
I hate my internet. Yeah. I hate my internet. This is dumb. I
have to wait 4 seconds for a movie?
We're that like micro generation between, you know, analog and digital, like the Xennials or whatever people want to call it. Like we remember a time where like you had to like, you know, flip the fucking tape over and, you know, you had to like use a typewriter to finish a report for school because you didn't have computers yet.
A remote for the TV. Like there was a time right before our generation where you had to like click, you know, when I was a little kid, they would like send me to the TV to click it to 36.
That was a kid's job.
Or down big ass TV, not big, like screen, just, it was large for some reason. Oh, yeah. And then the screen was like, and I had to do that. There was no remote.
Right.
You remember those days?
Yeah. It's like your one job as a kid. Your dad didn't care about your grades or anything. But he's like, you better be there to turn the TV when I need it, I swear to God.
I remember channel 36 was the last channel, and it was MTV. And, like, after 36, if you went... I think the when I was, like, you know, a small child, it went up... The dial went up to, like, 40, but there was nothing after 36. So it'd be like... And then they... I remember at one point they added E... the entertainment network to 37. And I was like, ooh, we got a new channel.
And then when you get a little older, and maybe this is a little past that time, the scrambled porn stations.
Oh, yeah.
I remember those days.
Yeah, but
and every once in a while, like, de-scramble for just a second, you see, like, a tit, and you're like, yeah, that game.
What is that? Yeah. On American Pie, where he goes, oh, my God, that's a tit. No, it's not. It's so awesome. The wind was blowing just right on the satellite outside. You'd get Showtime or Cinemax, see some boobs.
Right.
Yeah.
But, you know, we might as well be transparent. We've done this interview before, and it went really well. And we talked about a lot of fun stuff. And then because of the update to my computer.
Yeah, the computer's fault.
Well, it was a software update and a hardware update. And so I realized that you were my first interview via online that I had done since I'd gotten a new computer with the newest update.
Grow up, dude.
So the thing that happened was on the, my old computer with the older software, if I was screen recording and I hit close for the whole application, it would say, would you like to save the file? And then I would say yes, and then it would say name the file. And so then I would, you know, do that. When I did yours, being the first one I did since the new computer, I closed the app and it was like, it's closed. And I was like, wait, what?
They're like, oh, it's garbage.
yeah. So I've learned that there's a little button now on the new update that you have to hit stop, and then it'll say, would you like to save it? So that's what happened.
Sorry, Sean.
It would be like that.
Right.
You know? And I'd give you a warning.
Exactly. And
it probably did give him a warning. He just wasn't paying attention. That's what I'm going to say.
Yeah, I'm going to give you a warning.
Yeah. Hey, you know what happened? If this were analog, it would have been there.
Right. Exactly. Yeah.
If we were recording on a little spool of tape, like, or like a little projector, you know, like 8mm film, you yeah. have it.
Like one of those.
Unless it got caught in machine and got crushed.
One of those shoulder cams with the.
Yeah.
Yeah. When you.
You gotta pop the reel back in.
And then you had to spend the big bucks on the tripod because it was so heavy of a camera.
That's true.
You know?
So it's what we're recording in right now.
But yeah. But anyways, yeah, in our interview that we did that was glorious that we didn't get to keep. You did explain, you know, we went through a little bit of like what you did after Vanna ended leading in to In Spirit. And so explain to the little boys and girls. That's weird to say it like that.
Don't say that. Don't make this weird.
Explain, you know, what kind of inspired y'all to start the new band.
Boys and girls and the non-binary out there.
Right.
You know, after Vanna, you know, we wrapped it up. It was like a nice point where we were like, you know, we all got stuff going on in our lives and can't do this stuff full time anymore. And, you know, rather than like try to like eke it out, let's go out on the top. So it was pretty cool. We got to like do a couple of like farewell shows in different parts of the country. We actually did a couple down in Texas because we were like, well, we got to go to Texas one more time because
right.
like that's always been lit for Vanna. Those were some of like the first like sold out or close to sold out shows we ever played that weren't like in New England, so that was pretty cool for us to be able to go back there. Anyway, the final show we played at Worcester, and we decided to have some surprises. We had like a bunch of old members come back and like sit in for songs, or sit in for like parts of the set where we played, you know, older stuff where those members being there. And we did a bunch of like, you know, throwback to like the first EP and the first album that we did when we had the, you know, original lineup in there. For some of us, that was the first time we'd like seen each other, or like, you know, some stuff had ended on bad terms with some people, but like by then we're all just like, we're old, who cares, whatever, let's play. And just playing on that stage again, and like, I don't know, there was something like magic about like just having those five people play, and like some of us not having played music together in like 10 or more years, and then just sit down and just like jam it out like it was muscle memory.
Right.
And it was just like, wow. That, like, I remember looking around at everyone and we're all like smiling. This is sick.
Yeah.
Yeah. That show, you happen to see, you know, us on stage, and like you could probably like sense like how like filled with joy we were, because like, oh, this is how these songs are supposed to sound, because these are the people that originally wrote it and played it. And it just like, it was really cool.
Yeah.
So flash forward, you know, that was awesome. And we were like, cool, hey, that was fun. We'll see you, you know, have a good life. You know, never talk to you again.
Yeah.
And, but that's not true. So this last year, obviously, unless you've been living under a rock or in a coma the whole time, which I just heard some guy in the UK woke up, or kind of woke up from a coma that started before the pandemic started.
Oh, wow.
He has no idea about it. So anyway, it's for that guy.
Right. Shout out to this guy.
So yeah, we're all stuck at home. Everyone's bummed out. Brandon, our drummer, he actually, you know, plays guitar and like has like recording set up at his house and stuff. And he's always just like jamming stuff. He also had a band called Lines Lines that he started after he left Vanna. And he's done a bunch of other projects and fun stuff. But he was just, you know, dicking around, like put up some metalcore riffs on guitar up on his like Instagram or something. And Chris, who is the original, you know, screamer of Vanna, he was like, oh, that sounds sick. He's like, dude, like send me some stuff to like scream over. And he was like, really? He's like, yeah, I think I want to do some screaming or whatever. And he's like, okay. So like and mind you, Chris, you know, we stayed in touch with him. He's done a whole bunch of stuff. You should interview him. He's got a whole life story that happened post Vanna until now, which is like wild. Like, I don't even know all the details, but it's been like literally around the world. Nice. But he was like, yeah, let me like scream on some stuff. And Brandon was like, all right, I'll send you some riffs and stuff. He's like, but you know, I don't write metalcore as much like on guitar as well as like Nick. So like, why don't we get Nick in on this? And he's like, okay, cool. And then Nick was like, yeah, sure. I'm not doing anything. He's a tattoo artist now. And he's like, tattoos aren't allowed. So I'm literally just at home. Can't do anything. Can't go anywhere. So he starts riffing and they're like, you know, sending stuff back and forth. And they were like, wait, this is the three of us. Like, why don't we get Evan and Sean involved? And they contacted Evan, who I hadn't really talked to like since the farewell show, and told me. And I was like, I was the only one who was like really like on the fence. I was like, cool, yeah, maybe. Like, I don't know, man. Like, stuff's crazy. I'm a dad now. Like, I really don't know if I can do a band. Like, I barely picked up my bass since the farewell show. I just haven't felt inspired, and you know, like, just kind of moving out of my life. And then they were like, yeah, cool. Well, you know, we'll send you demos and you can hear them. Let me know what you think. And I'm like, cool, cool. I heard like a very early demo of one of the songs. And I was like, oh, that's pretty cool. Yeah, I guess it's metalcore. Like, yeah, I get it. And, you know, I like that stuff. But and then Evan one day sent back a track that he had recorded vocals on. And Chris had already recorded some of his vocals too. And Chris, for not screaming for, what, 15 years, just sounded even better than he did like when Vanna ended. And when I heard Evan's vocals, I was like, oh shit. Like, had that moment again. Like, we were playing on stage in the farewell show. I was like, all right, I gotta go right now. And I was like, all right, we gotta do this. This is fun.
Yeah, hold my baby. Hold my baby. I'm gonna get my bass.
I'm gonna get my other baby.
Actually, I have him hold the bass, and then I played around.
Oh, dude, that's sick. I believe it.
True story. I ghost wrote it. He played it.
Right.
So. I believe that.
No, it was sick.
But yeah, it's sounding dope.
We recorded stuff on our own and like just kind of sent it through email and files and stuff. So I don't know. Really came out of boredom, but we liked what we were doing, and we were like, what are we going to do with this? Like, I don't know. Just put it online and let people listen to it. And then we were like, let's like fully release it. Let's like do a thing. Let's come up with a band name and like did all that stuff. And like, I don't know. Part of me is like, I'm so glad to put the band stuff behind me because, you know, it was great while it lasted. Mm-hmm. But like, you guys know, like, it sucks your life away. Like,
right.
You put so much into it. You put your heart and soul into it. You drain your whole bank account. You know, disown or abandon your whole family because you got this dream. And then when you're done, you're like, oh shit, I have no life left in me. And
yeah. And then people are like, I don't want to pay for Spotify just to hear a dumb band. Yeah. So.
But because we're doing it all ourselves, we're like, hey, let's just keep it fun. Like, whatever we want to do, whatever we decide to do with it, let's just do that and do no more, you know?
Yeah.
Like, so we're like, cool. So like, it's been a really cool vibe. You know, we've been talking, we have like a group chat, we talk pretty much every day, and we like, everyone has their kind of thing that they do well. Like, someone like does merch, someone, you know, deals with like the online stuff, someone like is dealing with like the vinyl getting made and like all the kind of ins and outs. So I imagine if and when shows are allowed again, we'll start trying to do that.
right,
whenever we can, but like it's not gonna be like a full-time touring band, which is like something no one wants. So like I don't know, it's just really right. fun. It's like something that like I tried to leave behind, and it kind of found me again, and I'm pretty glad that it did, because now I have like a creative outlet, you know, at a really shitty time in the world.
Well, and especially with like what's going on with, you know, especially like the first part of the pandemic when it was like super serious and everybody was in lockdown, like there's been so many people inspired to do music or writing or Twitch or OnlyFans.
Anything. You gotta do something.
Yeah. And that, I mean, that's the perfect opportunity to get into that, you know, and unfortunately, like the circumstances suck, but at least lots of people found themselves again, I guess, you know, in a way. I mean, I definitely have a quarantine band project also. So I'm finally getting some vocals going on, even though all my shitty friends from 10 years ago were like, no, Mike, no, you're not doing vocals, man.
I didn't say that.
High carry, like high pitch sounding, like what? Give me a taste.
I mean, it's just some screaming. It's some like some metalcore. Yeah. Yeah, like half baked.
But I mean, it feels good though. I mean,
yeah, it does.
I mean, it's just nice to do something. Like you've been pent up in your house. I mean, y'all have it way worse up there than we have it down here. So I can only imagine like getting to create new stuff or find a reason to be creative made you feel a little bit better in like this time right now.
Yeah, it's definitely something to look forward to. You know.
And I did a thing with Stevus. Stevus, he used to play in the Chariot. He's in Fever Free 333. And, you know, he kind of made me realize, too, because he was like, he's like, hey, what, you know, like, what does a band nowadays look like to you? And I'm like, I don't know. And he's like, it could look like whatever you want it to. Because we live in the future. You could just be an online band. You could, you know what I mean? You could just do songs online and live your life, you know, whatever. So I'm like, that made me realize, too, that it's like, you really can just do what you need to do and put it out, and then just that's it. You know what I mean? And if it gets rough with politics and band life, it's like, whatever. Don't want to deal with that shit. So,
like, because of that, like, yeah, like we grew up in a time, again, showing our age of analog, you know, versus digital.
A-tracks.
Get together and, like, rent out a shitty practice space or practice in someone's basement, and it smells like shit, and it's just like an awful place. But it's like where you write all your jams and you drink a lot, and you gotta get to you got a woodshed, you gotta just write for hours and hours and hours. And these days, kids can just be like, oh well, I just have my computer, I don't have to pay anyone to like record my demos, and I could play my own instrument if I want, but there's also lots of cool stuff I can make with my computer, and then vocals or not. Look at like Billie Eilish, like her and her brother like started just recording at home on their own, and that's what they still do, and she's the biggest artist in the world.
Yeah,
like it's wild. My brother is actually her tour manager, so it's just like wild and getting updates from him, like what that life is like, and just like and just remembering like they started just like on the computers just recording at home. Like, they didn't have any touring experience when they went on their first tour, you know, when they were already super popular online. They're just like green, like totally backwards than how, you know, we used to have to do it, you know?
Oh God.
Yeah. It's almost like sad to me.
but the old guy, sad. But then if you can like adapt and be like, well, actually, I mean, I can just do that too. Like, just because I had to suffer doesn't mean that you know, the next generation has to suffer, or that I even have to keep suffering. I just have to learn new tricks, you know?
I mean, it's tough not to be a jaded old piece of shit, you know what I mean?
It's so hard not to be.
But yeah. Let's get into some nerdy stuff. You know, like, I know that last time when I botched the interview, we got into some Mandalorian. Fuzz is not a fan.
No, hold on. He gets so mad at me. Okay, hold on. So I love Star Wars. I do. But the thing is, my attention span is, like, really short. And the first four episodes, well, the first three episodes, I barely got through them. I could not stand to sit there and watch them. And I don't know why. I don't know what the reason is. I just can't get into it. I've tried three different times to get into it. The other day, my wife and I was like, all right, let's do this. Turn the first one on. An hour later, I wake up and I was like, what I missed? And she goes, oh, the first two episodes. All right, cool. And it wasn't after work.
Sean looks so sad.
I know, dude. I'm sorry. You know what? I know that look of disappointment.
The first 5 minutes. And I'm not even a big Star Wars fan. I was just like, this is it.
Well, see, dude, it just, I don't know what it is because, you know, WandaVision was slow going, but I'm balls deep in that. But for some reason, yeah, something about Mandalorian.
What are we doing here? I was trusting the process, but I'm not entertained right now.
Yeah. Dude, I was questioning everything after that last episode. But hold on, but seriously though, I've tried and tried to get into it, and I get hated on, especially by Mike. Mike gets so mad at me because I don't like.
Well, I'm hating.
I'm sorry, guys. I'm sorry.
Well, okay, so.
Also hating and judging.
Yeah. No, I was like, you know, after season two ended, I was like, you know, like, did you watch that? And they're like, no, we can't get into it. And I'm like, can I just talk to you about what happened at the end of season two? And
I told them, go ahead.
And they're, and, cause I was like, I don't want to ruin it if you don't want me to ruin it. But like, I have to talk about it with somebody. And they were like, just give us a little bit. We'll try. We'll try and get into it. And I was like, because I would prefer that you tough it out,
dude,
and then make it to the end of season two, and then have your and then play with your nipples and have your mind blown,
dude. Look, I thought Stranger Things sucked too, and I'm not ashamed to say that. I thought that show was horrible.
I mean, I could see where
you just have bad taste. That's what we're
doing. Oh, this is what he's been telling me all the time.
This is
cool. It's cool. I'll go fuck myself.
Because I understand that because I used to be like that, but then I was like, hey, wait, I'm being just as shitty as people that like shitty stuff just for not liking things because other like them.
Okay.
I've gone back and rediscovered things that like I never like gave a chance because I was like, oh, these kind of people listen to that? I'm not listening. I was like, this is pretty sick.
Okay, so. But normally, like, when my friends tell me to listen to a band, it's trash. Always.
Like, nope.
9 times out of 10, it's trash. I don't even listen to it. I don't want to hear the name. And I like to troll people. It just is what it is. But this stuff, I used to be that way. But, like, I just don't care for it. And if it's not, like, a quick and funny type thing, dude, I have no part in it. Like, I don't want any part of it anymore. And I don't know what it is, because I just can't get into it. Like, I love Star Wars. I absolutely love Star Wars, but I just cannot get into
that. That's the most fun part. I don't get like that you love Star Wars and can't get into it, because I don't even love Star Wars that much.
Dude, I don't know. There's something wrong with me, obviously. We know this, but it's just one of those things. Like, I have tried, and I'm going to keep trying just to make Mike happy, but I just can't do it. And maybe it's because I'm just, my attention span is so short that I maybe just don't want to, I don't want to watch a 40-minute episode of a guy in a desert. What do you want from me?
A desert? You mean Tatooine?
My bad.
If you're watching it at the end of the day, now I can understand, because being a dad too, like, you're like, I got nothing left. You're like, you're not going to make it through. So maybe you just need to change which part of the day you start watching it. Why don't you watch it like in the morning, you know, when you're fresh and you're like not bored and you're willing to give something a chance.
Because usually Chelsea's playing on the Saturday morning when I should watch it, but I like to watch Premier League instead. No, but I get it. I totally get it. And I should be that way because I love, look, I'm sorry. My life literally revolves around my kid, my wife, and sports. That's what my whole life is based on. And right. So, like, when I get to watch Chelsea play, I that's got my full attention because my daughter's not up yet. And so I got to use that time wisely.
How about this? Someday one of these days you're going to wake up, you're going to be tied up. And we're going to, like, Clockwork Orange you to where your eyes are forced to be open. And then we're going to be, like, watching all of it now. Two seasons.
Still managed to fall asleep. I would totally fall asleep,
like,
dude.
Then it'll be like feeding him throughout the day.
What are you feeding me, though?
Need more? Applesauce.
I don't like applesauce. Pudding, and you got a deal.
Pudding.
Yeah, I'm in.
Tomato tapioca?
Tomato soup. Yes. Tomato paste. No, not for me.
Grilled cheese?
Dip some grilled cheese and just shove it in your face.
All right. That's cool. I do. Look.
I'm shoving it in like you're there.
Oh goodness!
But yeah,
but I will. I swear, I will get through it. And I have tried. I've gotten through 4 episodes. I'm doing everything in my power.
I'm not specifically talking about you because every time I say this,
he's talking about me. See,
you're just part of it. But like, you know, nowadays, no one wants the mystery part of a show. No one wants the build-up part of a show or a story. They want action immediately.
Yeah, he just explained that. Like, he's like, I want instant gratification now.
Yeah. Explosion. But and awesome. Even the first like 3 episodes.
You can't fault him for that.
Even the first 3 episodes of WandaVision, I was seeing these, like, does WandaVision suck articles? Oh, no. And then, like, I see people being like, I tried to watch it, but, like, nah. And then, like,
what? I love like, it. That's what's up. I love WandaVision. I think it's amazing, but I just can't. I don't know. I'm sorry.
But
keep
yeah.
going.
I could see where small-brained, not you. I was kidding.
Stupid person.
Not you, but the stupid people who don't like it. The fucking idiots who think it's
the
dumb.
Dumb idiots. Yeah, but anyways, but yeah, WandaVision, what's up? You know what I mean,
dude? It's I don't know.
Episode 4 really opened up that can of worms. You know what I mean?
When she said, "I'm asking you nicely," that's like the most brutal thing ever.
Oh, spoilers, guys. Sorry.
Oh,
sorry, I forget that line. What was that, the context?
Oh, whenever. You, so they sent.
Spoiler. We're going to go ahead and say spoilers. Spoiler right now. Turn it off if
they,
you don't
want to hear it. So episode 5, they send in a little drone from the 80s or whatever to like spy on them. And then the director tries to shoot a missile or something. And she just straight walks out of the force field.
Holding the drone.
And just, she's like, I'm madness. Only going to warn you once.
Like, and I'm asking you nicely or whatever, and it's just like, oh my god, that's amazing.
Yeah.
It's wild because, like, obviously the first 2, like you said, slow build, you're like, why are we in the 50s? And it's like straight up like a 50s like sitcom plot.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm sure I've seen this or something very close to it, like I Love Lucy or like whatever.
Yeah.
You're like, what are we doing? And there's just like, in that one, I think there's only like one little like glitch or like a couple little like glitches where they're like, all right, that was weird, but like I still have no idea why this is supposed to be interesting, what's going on.
Right.
Second one in the 60s, like similar, like a little more build, but like, you know, a couple of little like hints, but like just enough to like, I'm going to watch another episode, but I'm like bored at this point.
But so, yeah, like, and like, with the.
Okay, like things are happening really quickly, you know. Now she's pregnant. Now she's having kids. Like, who's this lady? Like, why is the guy cutting into the wall? Why did a beekeeper come out of the sewer? Like, okay, things are getting weird. I'm more interested, but I'm still not sure, like, what makes this, like, caliber, like, MCU thing.
Yeah.
And then episode 4, you're just like, oh, shit. We're just going to put a whole bunch of stuff on you, and you're just like, oh god! Maybe, like, slow drip from the fox, and then a fire hose just gets blasting her face.
Yeah, and you know, so originally, Falcon and the Winter Soldier was supposed to come out first, right? Because because they're like, hey, our first show, we're gonna give them something they're a little used to, and then WandaVision will be the second one. So when we get weird, you know,
I really wonder why they switched it.
Well, it's because COVID. It was like, you know, like. The WandaVision is like a location, like a secluded location-based kind of show, and then Falcon and Winter Soldier is going to be a lot of different.
Oh, was it strictly because they were still filming it and they couldn't finish filming?
Right. Yeah.
I thought they had finished both.
No. It was going
to Falcon, Winter Soldier at the end of last year, like it was supposed to be. I'm like, perfect. Yeah. It's streaming. Everyone's home, and then WandaVision was supposed to be around. You know, when it came out,
right.
Maybe. Earlier.
I think they still had a lot of filming to do in different like areas and scenery and like you know what
there.
I mean. Yeah. As to where WandaVision's all like in the little town, and that's it.
Was one, it Westfield?
You see one house most of the show. Yeah. You know what I mean? So
yeah, like on a like a live set,
right?
So my theory in my head, I'm like, oh, why is WandaVision coming out first, and Falcon and Winter Soldier is coming out second? And in my head, I was instantly going to like something in the timeline, in the MCU timeline, must be altered. That not being able to have Black Widow out first makes it so that they can't put out Falcon and Winter Soldier before Black Widow comes out, because then that might ruin something. So in my head, I was just, what happens? After credit scene?
Yeah.
Maybe she's still alive on Vormir after like the Soul Stone gets like handed back, and then she's
somehow I didn't even think about that.
I have no clue, honestly.
I did a lot of thinking.
Because the thing about that is, that's been done. You know what I mean? That's Black Widow's been done, ready to go. And like the only thing they are just like, but what about money? You know, we want the money. Like, we got to get it in a theater because money.
It's true.
Yeah. So. I get it, because I want to see that movie in the theater. Like, me and my wife, she's hooked on the MCU, and like, we watched everything in chronological order. We watched it in the order they came out. Like, we had a lot of time. And then every movie that's come out since she got caught up, we would go to this, you know, AMC theater that has like rumble chairs and like recliner, and hell, it's like Dolby Digital surround sound. We like pay more for it, but we're like, it's an event, so we look forward to it. So like, I get that, but at the same time, I'm like, I need stories now.
Well,
so like, we can't get back in theaters, like, release that shit on Disney Plus.
Yeah. One of the funnest kind of like behind the scenes or Easter eggs that I've heard that was fun to me was, like, apparently there was a deleted scene that was, they were thinking about using at the very end after, like, Tony's funeral, where Wanda goes in and snatches up Vision's body. And then they decided to hold off because they were like, we don't want anyone to know anything about WandaVision. So then we finally got that scene in that one episode, which is real creepy, honestly.
Yeah, because he's just multiple pieces, right?
Yeah. And no, he's like spread out on the table, like all electronics. And there's like a table with like all the pieces of his like arm. It's honestly, it's like very similar to a comic book panel, which I have saved on my phone, which I'll show you right now. So.
Oh, you'll do it when you point? Yeah, but when I point, dude.
Okay, point for me.
No, dude.
You. Okay.
Every time I try to point and I say put it right here, he won't do it.
But no, that's he bullshit. Does it, like, I've done it.
No, you haven't.
Yeah, huh?
We're not doing this here. Continue.
So there's a couple things with that. Like, so Vision is, you know, Android for the most part.
Right.
But he has some, like, organic material mixed in, right? Mm-hmm. Like, that's, like, in Age of Ultron when he was being made, it was, like, with that woman's, that doctor who got killed right after, her, like, technology to, like, make organic tissue and stuff.
Yeah.
But, like, building, like, the Soul Stone and the wiring, or however it worked. So, like, somehow Vision is alive in this hex that, that's in WandaVision. But, you know, they're throwing in little things, like when she has that like learning lesson with her kids and the dog, they're like, bring her back. You can bring, she's like, no, I can't. And like, you're in your head, you're like, yes, you can. Like, you brought back Vision. Like, clearly. And, she's saying no. And maybe you're thinking like, oh, she's having a dilemma. She's trying to teach these kids one thing, but like, it's like, do as I say, not as I do.
Yeah.
But maybe he's not technically alive because he's not technically like a human.
Right.
Or like, it'd be like reanimating a robot, like C-3PO. Like, he's like in a box somewhere, but you're like, ah, rewired him. He's alive again.
Right.
So I wonder if she actually can't bring things back from the dead, and that, you know, she just was able to use her Soul Stone Force, since he's already got that, like, you know, receptiveness to it, to like reanimate the android part of it. But then you also, you know, more spoilers, obviously. We've already...
exactly.
But then, like, you know, Quicksilver comes back, but it's the X-Men Quicksilver. So it's still like she thought about him and like maybe inadvertently brought him back because she didn't want to.
Right.
But like, and even like Darcy goes, like, she recast him, and you're like, no, that's the Quicksilver from a different universe. So again, didn't bring anyone back from the dead, but universes are being crossed.
Right.
Like, so I don't know if she has the power to like make things come back to life. She might be being truthful about that, but
I don't think. She also says that she doesn't even know when it started. She also said she goes, when the doorbell rings, she goes, I'm not doing that. You know what I mean? Yeah. So like now it's like, it's purely just, you know, like instinct, you know what I mean? She's like, I'm not making any of the stuff that I want to happen.
It's just, like, she's willing and it's happening.
Right.
But like, who's allowing it to be willed? If she's not even aware of it, is she that powerful that she just like thinks of things and they happen? Or well, someone like else involved?
Do you read the comics at all?
I haven't been an avid comic reader since like the 90s when I was younger, but right. Like I love all the lore and like check in here and there and like read, you know, fan theories and shit like that.
So a lot of people think that they're heading towards like this House of M storyline that happened, which I don't think we have enough set up for it yet. I feel like that we're going to pump the brakes and then maybe later that might happen. But in the comics, go ahead.
The actress who plays Wanda, Elizabeth Olsen, she said from the get-go, she was very interested in that.
Yeah.
Especially because of like twins and stuff and the whole
thing. Yeah.
Older sisters of the Olsen twins, which I just found out the other day and was like,
yeah.
She's basically Full House like set. Like,
right, exactly. Yeah. Lots of throwbacks to that. But yeah, in the comics, it gets so out of hand that like, Wanda's own drama, she just starts making things happen. Like, after... So, spoiler alert on the fact of whether they're going to use this for the MCU stuff. The kids end up being like she wants them to be, which makes them be. But then you find out that this demon character, Mephisto, had put a piece of his soul into each of the kids, and that made it to where they could actually be people and like with their own thoughts and all this stuff. But when he comes back to claim those pieces of his soul, she like loses her shit because she's like, you're taking my kids away. And so then she starts going down this spiral to where she's like losing her shit. She's making weird shit happen all the time. And then this big event with Avengers versus X-Men had the Phoenix Force come back, and it was a bunch of drama between the two teams. And then Wanda's like, you know what? No more mutants. And as soon as she said that,
oh, yeah, you've told me about this.
As soon as she said that, like 75% of all mutants lost their powers. And then the mutant race started becoming extinct for like this, you know, the next years of comics. So whenever she erased everybody's powers, like without even trying or whatever, she just said it. Professor Xavier calls a meeting between the X-Men and the Avengers, and even Quicksilver's there, and he's like, what are we gonna do? And like everyone's like, well, the one thing that we can do to make her stop affecting everyone's reality, kill her. And so Quicksilver's like, oh shit, they're gonna kill my sister. And he runs off to Magneto, and Magneto's like, what do you want me to do? Like, she's f***ing up our reality. And so he goes to Wanda and he's like, they're coming to kill you right now. And then everyone wakes up in a new reality. Literally every person in the Marvel Universe wakes up in their own reality. Cap's like this old man, like yeah. Cyclops is like married to like White Queen, and they're just like living out a normal life and all this stuff. And of course, Wolverine, his memory starts to go, this isn't right. I'm healing and I remember some of this old stuff. So then Wolverine puts together a team of like these offshoot X-Men and Avengers that are living out these different lives to go and to change things back. But she had given everyone in the Marvel Universe exactly what they have always wanted, and they were living out their lives while her, Quicksilver, and Magneto were the rulers of the country, and mutants were the main race. So that's why everybody's like, man, I hope this leads to House of M, because we would see like a whole movie to where all of the people we know as Avengers would be bizarro characters. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So
that's wild.
Yeah.
It's wild because like with this show, like, you know, obviously the first two episodes are slow and you don't know what's going on. And then, you know, it's revealed that it's Wanda. It's all Wanda. Like,
yeah.
Monica is saying. And then now that you're in episode five, you're like, it might not be Wanda. Like, right. It's partly, she's clearly some sort of like figurehead here, but like, she doesn't seem to know exactly what's going on either. So at least maybe it started as her, mm-hmm. and it's got out of her control, or someone else is definitely pulling the shot. So like, it's cool how it's like, just like got layers to it that are just like peeling away. So I'm very excited for this coming week.
Either way. Same. It's going to be sick.
It's going to be really sick.
Even if she's like set up to be a major villain, or at least...
I would love to see her as a major villain. I just...
Where are they going to call her Scarlet Witch? They alluded that she doesn't have like a wacky nickname.
They're right.
Like, oh, no, but like...
Yeah. Well, also, you know, like they're calling it the Hex. And then I read a thing that was like, is everything inside the Hex a curse? And then I'm like, Hex, curse, witch... We're getting there.
They gotta make it last a little bit longer.
Right.
You know what I mean?
I just wanted to wear the headdress. You know what I mean? The little... To make
So there's like... They keep having like little like shots of like a Halloween episode. Right. And Vision's wearing like his like old comic one. I think she'll have hers on.
I mean, I want her to like keep it for her costume from now on, you know what I mean? Awesome.
So. I don't know. I really love her dressing like a 90s house mom in these shows. It makes me so happy. That's way cooler. Yeah.
She bae.
Dude. I'm just saying.
But yeah, we've been going for a while, you know what I mean? Mm. So, you know, but you know what? This was good. I had fun, and you know, we caught up on our nerdiness. So.
It's true. I had no idea that you were that in, like, you were that into the MCU. That's awesome. That's really awesome.
Yeah. I mean, I got really into it within the last couple of years. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, I was like casual fan. I would go see stuff, and like, I remember seeing Ant-Man in the theaters. I was like, that had no business being that good. And then I started like,
right.
Stuff, and then I was like, I'm hooked. I'm in. I watched some like Netflix ones. Like, dude, Punisher was. So I was a kid in the 90s, like, X-Men were cool, and, you know, like, Captain America I thought was lame, like, whatever.
Same.
Spider-Man was kind of cool, but I was real into Punisher. Like, that was, like, my main one, and, like, Ghost Rider. That was into the Image stuff, like, Wildcats and Stormwatch and Spawn and all that stuff. So, like, that was, like, a real golden age in the 90s for, like, comic books. Like, the art was really good, but there was, like, lots of, like, different, like, spin-offs, different, like, companies coming out that, like, doing, like, crazy shit.
Yeah.
So if you were into like, reading comic books, the 90s was sick.
Oh, yeah.
At least it was really sick.
Dude, the art in the 90s is insane. Like, it's never been the same either. Like, you know what I mean? Those artists that came out then that are still doing stuff, it's insane.
Marlin,
Jim Lee was my man.
Yeah. And like, they just had so many muscles. Muscles, like, it's so extreme.
The funniest thing, go ahead.
Series was sick. Like, it was like obviously they've done like attempts at Punisher movies and they all sucked, except for Warzone, which was bad but like really good in the way that it was bad.
Right.
But the show was like so deep and so like gritty and like caught all his like very like, you know, three dimensional nature as an anti-hero. And like I was so stoked. I was so happy that someone like finally got it right, made this like gritty character. So I really hope they bring some of those characters back. Iron Fist I could probably do without, but
I'm sure I've actually heard all the rumors that like all of those characters are gonna be like brought back as the same people. Apparently the one dude is gonna be Daredevil in Spider-Man 3, so that's already, you know, it's already looking up for those if you like those Netflix shows. So,
yeah, I hope so.
And the funniest thing, the funniest article I've read because of, you know, the X-Men thing that happened in WandaVision, it's like we have this opportunity to open up every universe that's ever been Marvel. And I read one article out of all of these articles coming out. This one article goes, do you know what this means? This means we can see Nick Cage as Ghost Rider. And it was like, what? All right. Well, we've been going for a while. We got to call it. But it was fun. It was awesome hanging out.
It was really fun to see you, dude. Yeah. I haven't seen you in a long time.
It's fun to nerd out, like, especially these days. Like, I can't just, like, hang out with friends and be like, oh, did you watch the thing?
Yeah.
So I just talk to myself.
And we're with this channel, it's like we're going to keep doing interviews with people, but, like, we're also going to do one-off shoots where we talk about certain subjects, and we are always open for someone to come back to talk about those specific subjects. And I know that, you know, hopefully you'd want to be one of those, because I feel like every time we're on the tube jamming on these, theories and stuff, it's like, how long have we been on? We've been on for an hour. Like, you know, so yeah, you're always welcome to come back.
Anytime.
Good to see you guys. Thanks for having me on.
All right. Give them your info, where to find your band, where to find your stuff.
You can find the band, on Instagram, it's In Spirit Boston, I believe. Hopefully got that right. That's pretty much all we got. I think we have a Facebook. I don't know. You could definitely go on our, Instagram and find, like, all our links and stuff and our merch and, like, stream us online. We've got something new coming out pretty soon. I also make, like, furniture and shit, so I'm going to give myself a plug for Marquee Craftworks.
Hell yeah.
Make resin tables and refound stuff, so just trying to do that while, jobs are scarce out there, so... and then look me up, Sean Marquis, just my name, Instagram, talk to me, I talk to everyone, it's fun, I love hearing, all these theories and stuff, and I talk to random people I've never met before for a long time if they just talk to me on Instagram. I just wanted to, like, say something, like, totally, man, let's talk.
Yeah, I definitely like that. So if somebody hits me up about some dumb shit like that, I'm like, hey, what time are you going to bed, bro? We want to talk about this for a while. But all right, man, it's been fun. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much,
dude. We'll stay in touch. And see you later, nerds. Thanks, buddy.
Say okay.
Oh my god.